Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning from the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation, welcome Communications Director Samantha Suarez to talk about today's virtual Lunar New Year celebration as part of the World of Winter Festival. Good morning to you, Samantha.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yay. WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell on the line as well. Of course, this weekly segment part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin, Samantha, and all of our valued guests.
Yay. Good Friday to you. A consistent conversation. Steve, I consistently ask you to provide a brief overview of the grant.
Very happy to do so. WGVU is administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. We are indebted not only for the essential funding to do all of our activities, but also, and just as importantly, Kellogg's strategic vision worldwide, focusing in on creating more equitable communities for all residents, including right here in Grand Rapids. And so we are approaching our equity work in a couple of ways. We've hired an inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, who is providing platforms and a voice for those issues and individuals that normally do not have that voice, exploring some inequities in our community. And then secondly, we've partnered with Shaping Narratives, leaders of color who have created content with and for their communities that we're taking back into the community for some change-based conversations. And Grand Rapids, Michigan, is over 35% individuals and families of color who bring a rich fabric of gifts and culture into our community, including our Asian and Pacific Islander community. So we're very, very pleased that Samantha can join us. Samantha has ties and is employed, actually, by Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc. and the Asian Pacific Foundation. So welcome, Samantha.
Yes, and Samantha, if you can segue right into your talking about the mission of the foundation and overview of your activities.
Oh, absolutely. So as many of you know, back in 2017, there was no celebration of Asian culture locally. And so we organized the first Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation back in 2017, and it did really great. And not too long ago, we became an official nonprofit. So instead of just doing one festival a year, we want to do lots of stuff per year where we can share Asian Pacific culture with Grand Rapids.
Samantha, Steve. This is Steve. Yeah, this is Steve again, and I just want to mention how very proud WGVU has been to partner with the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation. I want to give a shout-out to Ace Marsegan, the founder and CEO of your foundation, for all the work he and other individuals and organizations have done. Of course, now, we were a media sponsor, actually, with your very first Asian Pacific celebration back in 2017. And for our listeners, it would have been your fifth festival. You held them consistently, 2017, 18, 19, and you canceled it this past year in 2020. But I must say that right away, Ace, you and the rest of the foundation staff and volunteers jumped right in to serve the entire community by partnering with the COVID Guard Fund to provide personal protection equipment, including masks, to healthcare and frontline workers and individuals. You provided food. So that kind of took the place of the festival. So now here we are back 2021 with your festival launching the celebration today. And then also the Lunar New Year, which is, not the festival, the Lunar New Year is today at today, starting at 3 o'clock. And you've held that going back to 2018. Can you talk a little bit about, can we dive into the mission a little bit more of the foundation? Because, you know, local Asian individuals, Pacific Islanders, bring so many gifts, cultures into this community. What is kind of the expanded mission of the foundation as far as the educational component, services you provide, and that type of thing? Can we jump into that a little bit deeper?
Sure, Steve. Well, you hit it right on the head with how we segued into changing our mission a bit for the past 2020. Since we couldn't do the usual festivals, we donated supplies and groceries to people in need. And coming up, we have the Lunar New Year celebration, as you said. Our goal is just basically to hopefully in the future provide things like after-school programming to educate young people about Asian Pacific culture. We're really just hoping to do more than just one festival per year and serve the community, whether it's educating non-Asian folk about Asian culture and or helping adoptees that don't know much about their culture. We just want to share as much of our culture as possible with our community.
And the Asian Pacific leaders in the community, including you, ACE, and others, it seems you're doing a real good job partnering with one another, plus a number of organizations to bring that all about, just to create a broader awareness for all residents in the area of the culture and the gifts and the expertise that the Asian Pacific community brings to Grand Rapids. And so This celebration today, the Lunar New Year celebration, can you name a few of the partners and what some of our virtual visitors might expect with that celebration?
Oh, sure, yeah. So it starts at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. today, and it's all virtual so that we prevent crowding. You know, based on past Lunar New Year celebrations, there have been such a great turnout that we were like, there's no way that we're going to be able to practice social distancing based on how popular the event has been in the past. So we're doing it all virtual. It'll be streamed on Facebook Live on Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation's Facebook page and in Downtown Grand Rapids Inc.'s Facebook page. And the programming will range from lion dancers to cultural performances and more modern musical performances. So we're talking traditional Filipino folk dances to musical performances from well-known local artists like Shin Hu Young, who is a South Korean adoptee and also a member of the LGBTQ community. We have a very fun pho eating contest, which we do at the festival every year because people find it really fun to watch that, just different people trying to eat a 10-pound bowl of pho as fast as they can. And, you know, things like that. It'll be really fun, and I hope everyone can tune in.
I know that our host, Shelley Irwin, has had you as a guest prior to this conversation this morning and has a lot of knowledge about Grand Rapids Downtown, Inc. But if, Shelley, you will allow me, can I mention the website?
Sure.
Great. Well, the website where our listeners right now to the morning show can gain a broader understanding of what they're going to enjoy, just go to GR Asian Foundation. It's facebook.com/GR Asian Foundation, and you will see the multicolored performances and photos of what you might expect, a full description of the Lunar Festival, the virtual Lunar New Year celebration. I'm sorry, again, the virtual Lunar New Year celebration, which is part of the World of Winter. So you'll see all the color visuals, some promos, et cetera, about what you might expect when you join that celebration at 3 p.m. And what is the World of Winter? Can you go into a little bit about that for our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Steve. So the virtual Lunar New Year celebration is just one of many events taking place during the World of Winter Festival. So the World of Winter Festival is an annual festival that takes advantage of how beautiful downtown is during the winter. You know, we take for granted that you can get outside during the winter, too. It's easy to go outside in the summer, but during the winter, sometimes you get a little lazy. So Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., which I also work for, we try to put on all these attractions and events during the cooler season of the year to get folks outside and enjoy our city. And actually, besides the Lunar New Year celebration today, all 80-plus professionally carved ice sculptures will be out and outside downtown starting at noon today. So there'll be a lot of beautifully carved ice sculptures, different shapes and sizes in front of different storefronts all around downtown Grand Rapids.
Wonderful. I know I talked to Randy Finch earlier in the week on behalf of his team, and certainly mentioned the many activities. So what, Samantha, basically bundle up, right?
Oh, yeah, you'll want to bundle up. It's pretty cold this weekend.
But, well, it's good for the ice, but also good that we have four seasons. Weekly, we are focusing on the work of area individuals, organizations, advancing equity in our community. Of course, this morning, we're talking all things Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation with Communications Director Samantha Suarez, along with WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Let me throw it back to you, Steve.
Well, yes, for our listeners that may have tuned in late, we're talking with Samantha Suarez of the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation. She is the Marketing Communications Director. And I just want to mention for our listeners that we are talking about the annual Lunar New Year celebration that is kicked off on Facebook Live starting at 3 p.m. today. And this will be the fourth Lunar New Year celebration brought to this community by the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation. And we want to sneak in a shout out to the president and founder of the foundation, Ace Marasigian, who couldn't join us this morning. Samantha, we thank you for all of the in-depth information you provided. And I do want to sneak in the mention of the website again, where our listeners can go and find out all about this fabulous celebration that starts at 3 p.m. today. You can just visit facebook.com/GR Asian Foundation. Again, GR Asian Foundation, and you can learn all about it. So again, we thank Samantha for joining us, and I'll throw it back to you, Shelley.
Yeah, because I want to ask Samantha about her future work and some upcoming events. Samantha, what else is happening?
There's a ton happening this weekend. So aside from the virtual Lunar New Year celebration and the all the ice sculptures coming out, tomorrow at Saturday, starting at 10, we actually have the live carving of our largest ice sculpture. So that's the 5,000-pound sculpture that the design was voted for by the community. So it's a secret, and you'll find out tomorrow. And on Sunday, we have Love on Ice, which is our Valentine's Day offering, where we have a giant ice wall, and you can get your photo carved in front of it. And our ice guru, Randy Finch, who you mentioned earlier, he can carve you and your loved one's names on it. So it could be Shelley and Sam if you want to go with me, Shelley.
Yeah, why not? Wonderful. Well, again, that's what West Michigan does. We entertain and get entertained as well. What else do we need to know, Samantha, as we look to do say our goodbyes here shortly?
Anything you want to know about the World of Winter Festival, including the Lunar New Year celebration, you can find out at worldofwintergr.com. Oh, another thing I want to shout out is tomorrow, at Studio Park, we have our Sunshine Alley exhibition, which is part of the World of Winter Festival. It's just a pop-up alleyway, and it's decorated very beautifully, and you can get drinks and food from 123 Studio Park nearby and just enjoy a beautiful outdoor experience in a decorated alleyway.
Wonderful. All right. Take care to you, Samantha Suarez, Communications Director, doing great things. Say hi to ACE, Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation, and much more, much more. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Shelley. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, details one more time of how to, follow along with what's happening under your world.
Well, absolutely. If our listeners to the WGV Morning Show have missed this interview with Samantha Suarez of the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation, just visit the WGVU Radio news page a little bit later this afternoon and click on Mutually Inclusive, the brand name of our inclusion equity efforts, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety. And we're just appreciative that the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation does so much to enrich our local community, not only with the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Festival that is held on an annual basis, but with the Lunar New Year celebration that happens today starting at 3 p.m. on Facebook Live. So thanks again to you, Shelley, and to Samantha.
Wonderful. We'll speak again next Friday.